Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. I do not believe we're going to be joined by our co-host tonight, Lolita, so we're going to send out our best wishes to her. She had a business venture to take care of this evening. All right, and we will be taking callers as usual, but for those of you that would like to call in to today's show and have your question answered live and on air, please use the call-in number 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. When you call in, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. This will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like your question answered live and on air. All right, for those of you tuning in and listening, once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. For all of your private reading needs, we have a lot of great specials going on periodically on our website, and even our regular prices are a steal. So check it out and book your private readings today. All right, our first caller for today is area code 408. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Rachel, California. And
yes, hello, Rachel. How can we help you today?
Happy Saturday. Happy Father's Day if you're a father. I'm just wondering about job direction. What do you have any insight?
Sweetie, I need you to be a little bit more specific, okay? What sector of your life do you want to look into, and what do you know? What do you want to know about it?
Job, what should I be doing?
Okay, well, one, I think you already know what you should be doing out there. So what are you trying to find out here? Are you trying to find out whether you're going to find the job or not?
Yeah, I don't know whether I should stay with the one that I have currently. Mm-hmm. There's a new one in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But none of them make my heart sing.
None of them are really there for you. Okay, well, number one, the new one that you're mentioning here, from what I'm feeling, it's going to be the better one of the two that you're dealing with, okay? And my suggestion would be to take the new one. However, remember that, you working for someone else is not necessarily going to make your heart sing, because that's not your calling, okay? I feel that you have opportunities, and I feel that you have visions of what you would want to do in the future, and this is what you will be able to do. But in the meantime, you have to picture each opportunity as a bridge or a piece of that bridge, helping to close that gap between now and your ability to actually be happy and prosper throughout life in a positive manner. Okay, in a manner that's comfortable for you and, something that you can be passionate about. Do I feel that you're going to reach your passionate place? Do I feel that you're going to reach that job or that, in this aspect, it would be called a career path? Okay, well, most certainly I do. Okay, but Spirit's telling me right now, don't allow yourself to get down. Don't allow yourself to get too depressed about what you haven't had. Show the universe the appreciation for the opportunities that you have had, and it will give you bigger and better opportunities. Right now, you need to manifest through belief that you can bring it in. You need to manifest from belief that you can actually succeed and do something that will make you happy, and that that opportunity will be there as a part of your life. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not trying to tear you down here, honey. I'm just trying to give you some wonderful advice. Okay.
I believe it. I believe it. I hear everything they're saying. I do want to do something on my own. In fact, a customer or a fellow employee said, you really ought to have your own business. And I do feel like, you know, no, if you do work for someone else, and I do my best, and I think the most positive things that I possibly can. It's just, you know.
Well, sweetheart, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? One, the way you coming, you're coming to us on the show here today, you're coming like a little baby kitten trying to approach his mama for food. You know, you ever seen one of those where the little baby cat, okay, just goes all so slow towards the baby to its mom for that food because it's scared, it's timid. Don't allow yourself to be intimidated by anything. You got to speak up. You got to let your voice be heard. Okay? Because that is the voice of manifestation. How are you going to own a business? And I'm telling you that you will, okay? But how are you going to own a business if you don't first train yourself to speak up?
Okay.
Hello?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening. It makes sense. I'm taking it in.
Yeah. And then to do, you know, to be that timid, it just shows that you don't have confidence in the thoughts that you're projecting. And if you don't have the confidence in the thoughts you're projecting, then you're just projecting them to project them. You're not projecting them with the oomph or the feeling that you're supposed to. The thoughts could be, I want to own my own business. I will have my own business. These are things you need to think. But you know what? I say to you, I see it in you. I see a lioness in you, okay? And this lioness needs to come out and say, I will not be pushed down. I will not be stepped upon. And I will succeed. Because it will come to you. But you got to manifest it. And you got to believe that what you tell the universe, it will provide. Okay?
All right. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Let us know how it goes.
I got you first. Okay, bye.
All right, and while we're waiting on some further callers here, we're going to state the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. So when you call in, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone, as this will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like to have your question answered live and on air. Okay, now, we're going to go right ahead now, and we're going to listen to a mantra from Om Gana Ganapate Namaha. And this is the name of, or not the name of the mantra, but this is the Ganesha mantra. Om Gana Ganapate Namaha is the actual mantra. We're going to go ahead and listen to this mantra now and allow it to help remove some obstacles. But first, we're going to go right to this next caller, and then we'll listen to the mantra. Next caller today is area code 703. Hello, caller, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 703. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. All right. Looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties today, but we will progress forward. All right, we're going to go ahead now and listen to the mantra for Ganesh. This will help remove obstacles in our lives. All right, and it looks like we have a couple more callers trying to come in here. If you would like your question answered live and on air, please push the number 1 on your phone. This will raise your hand in the queue and let us know that you want your question answered live and on air. Now, sometimes I know we have callers that cannot push that number 1, so I'm going to go ahead and try you anyways here, one at a time. Our first caller is area code 501. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. And how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to see what you thought would what you see happening going forward here. I've had some contact, and it seems to be fairly positive.
Well, very good, very good. I'm glad to hear that, because last time I talked to you, I think you also had some contact, even then. So let's see here. Wow. Okay, good message. There's further movement forward by Friday. So that's the message from Spirit right now. Archangel Michael's pulling that one through.
Okay.
Okay. So
all right.
Wonderful. Looks like he will progress a little bit further here, but the other one's not out of the picture yet. Is that correct?
Well, I've done some more things, so I'm hoping it's, you know, it'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it will. So, okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we have that 703 number again, so I'm going to just try you once more. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead into your question. All right, and it looks like we're having issues with that again. All right, anyways, we're going to go ahead and progress forward here. We have one another caller now. This is caller with area code 843. Hello, caller. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Kimberly. I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I have a question about a guy that I just met. His name is Austin, and I just want to know, is he a distraction or he's just going to be a friend or what?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me ask you, I'm glad you're just using first names here, but let me ask you, how long have you known this person? It doesn't feel like it's been too long.
No, it's not been long at all, maybe a month.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Now, there is, there's potential. I'm sorry, I'm going back and forth with my spirits over here. Yours are coming in. They're kind of like, okay, let's all talk. yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay, let's decide. What's this guy doing over here? Well, actually, he is a good potential, okay? It looks like he's not just a distraction. The right intentions are there. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
It has potential to go someplace. It has potential to be something rather than just a temporary distraction or something that would be, you know, more or less a short-term relationship. Okay.
Right.
This is something with real potential. This could be something very good.
Okay.
I also know, according to what they're saying and what your people are saying, that you were looking for signs for something new to come in because you were putting out manifestation. You were doing your prayers. You were doing what you had to do. But you were all, you know, you were pretty much doing it internally. I don't think that you were speaking it. And that's what they said. They heard your internal spirit cry out. So, you know, this is the manifestation right now going on, and this is very good. I feel that, like I said, it has potential. Just kind of feel it out. See where you're comfortable in this. Okay, and go from there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But the intentions of this individual seem to be pretty good, but they are someone that sends out very confusing messages at times because they have a communication problem. Now, it's not so much that they'll disappear, but they have a communication problem. So you have to be a little careful in that aspect. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and for those of you that would like a more in-depth or private reading, you can visit our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. Oh, there's a lot of great sales and specials going on our website. And you can check it out, have your private readings. And our booking system is actually pretty quick. So just check it out. It's howpsychic.com. All right. Well, to everyone out there, we're going to once more for just a brief few minutes here. Listen to the mantra for Ganesha. This mantra will help remove one's obstacles that are in the way of their success. Remember, we are a universal show, and we cater to people of all spiritual paths. Okay. It's such a wonderful mantra and very easy to remember. You can chant this mantra anytime that you please in order to help one remove obstacles from their life that are in the way of their blessings. All right, well, we all want to thank you for tuning in and listening in to Psychic Talk Radio today. And once more, please don't forget to check out the website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Once more, we want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.